Our scripture today is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you.
Last Thanksgiving, after our stuffing ourselves on turkey, or in my case, tofurkey, our family settled into the living room so the kids could watch Frozen. I had seen it once, but Molly hadn't. So I told my sisters-in-law that Molly was probably the only kid in America, if not the world, that hadn't seen Frozen. The film began, and Molly really seemed to be enjoying it. Soon it got to the part where Elsa flees the castle and storms off, leading into her famous song, Let It Go. And what happens? Molly belts it out, complete with hand motions. Let it go, let it go. My sisters looked at me with, yeah, right, eyes, and one just shook her head. First time, huh? The other chimed in, but they were hand motions. I swear she's never seen it, I professed. Uh-huh, they mocked. Sure. I blame preschool. Or Aunt Becky. Or maybe kids are just born now with the song genetically embedded within them. I don't know. But it seems that every kid in this world knows that song, mine included. Now, in the months since, it has definitely become a favorite. When we were in Hungary, a waiter sang it for us in his native language, and then a couple of others, of course, joining in with Molly in English. On the way home from Europe, there was only one kids' movie on the plane. Thankfully, it was the right one. We watched Frozen 4 times in one flight alone. I think no other movie lives into the proclamation of instant classic as Frozen does. I've never seen anything like it. And I grew up in the Little Mermaid years, so that's really saying something. It's a great film. It really is. Because despite having a fabulous soundtrack with a song that is more addictive than crack, it touches something in all of us. Now, I know it hasn't been around for 80 years, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. But you've all seen it, right? By the way, I had to count the decades on Snow White to realize 80 years old. I can't even believe it, 1937 to 2017. But it might not have the years that Snow White does, but I believe that Frozen will stand the test of time. Despite that, at least at this point, the movie is everywhere. You either have kids or grandkids or you're just a big kid yourself. I've traveled the world and seen its reach in the smallest villages in Guatemala to the real castles of Europe. Everybody knows Frozen. So I don't think it's possible that I could be giving something away here. If I am, we need to talk. Bong long. It's time you get out more. So as you know, the story is that of sisters, Elsa and Anna, one of whom was born with magical powers. She doesn't understand why or how, but Elsa somehow has the power to make it snow and freeze and even create frozen objects that come to life, like Olaf the snowman and the scary snow monster that I prefer to forget about and focus on that cute, charming little Olaf. As children, Elsa and Anna enjoyed snow days in the great room, until one day, Anna is accidentally in the line of fire, and Elsa freezes her, nearly killing her. Their parents go to great lengths to save their young daughter's life and then to ensure that their eldest doesn't use her power again, but instead learns how to control it. So, of course, Elsa's life becomes singularly focused on controlling herself over and above everything else, including her relationship with her sister. Out of a fear of not being able to control herself and thus hurting her sister, Elsa completely shuts her out. But Anna doesn't understand why, and she grows up constantly longing for her sister's affection and friendship while literally being iced out. On coronation day, everything comes to a head. You see, their parents had died some years before, and Elsa was now to be crowned queen. She was forced to make a public appearance. Anna felt like the prison doors were finally being thrown open, and she relished a moment free from her shackles. Eager for human connection, she quickly falls for the first person she bumps into, and with her ticket out of her palace prison, she announces to Elsa she's fallen in love and is going to be married. Obviously, Anna's gone mad. She couldn't have fallen in love in a few hours. There's no way that Elsa's gonna approve of this marriage. After all, her parents would have never had it. But Elsa begins to feel herself get icy, the more angry and frustrated she gets. So she cancels the party, lest her secret be revealed. But an incensed Anna uses this time to finally get some answers. Elsa has pushed her away a million times. She doesn't care about her. Why would she care if she gets married or not? So poor Elsa tries her best to control the situation, but Anna grabs her glove. There will be no hiding. Elsa looks for an escape, stumbles into the crowd, and loses all control. A fountain freezes. She shoots out ice out into the crowds, and fear and confusion ensue. Terrified, she runs. She runs away from it all. And then we get that famous scene. Elsa has cast a winter upon the land, and as the snow glows white on the mountain that night, she climbs towards freedom and begins to let it all go. It really is such a catchy song. Hardly any of us can really sing it, though Julia did an amazing job. But I think it never stops any of us from trying, does it? I'm always singing along. But I think it's more than the song itself. Perhaps it's that at heart, each of us are really longing to let go. To let go of all of the expectations of the world, of the need to control everything, and simply let things be. To let it go. It's hard to let go. Like Elsa, I found myself struggling to control my life, and it's hard. Have you ever noticed that the harder we try to get things under control, the more impossible it becomes? Elsa had good reason to hold on to her control. Her sister nearly died, and it was her own fault. So, of course, she did everything she could to keep her sister and everybody else safe. But in doing so, she locked herself away. She hid from the world. She was so frozen with fear that what would happen if she lost control for a second, she could kill people. So she stopped living. At least stopped living a life that really matters in connection with one another. That's a lot of pressure. I've never felt that kind of pressure. Thank God. But I too have been frustrated by my inability to control my own body. As most of you know, Marquise and I have been struggling with infertility. We would love to have an addition to our family, but it had seemed like one thing after another had gone wrong. When I last went to Prague for fertility treatment, I had a problem before I even left the country that caused a 12-day delay. Once I got there, the doctors figured out a solution and we began treatment. Only after we were another 12 days in, my body began to bleed. It wasn't supposed to. It shocked everybody. I had done so much planning. We were spending so much money. We'd already changed one plane flight to the tune of $1,200, and this signaled that another change was imminent. I was face to face with the reality that I was powerless in this situation. Try as I might, I could not control my body. We all thought that this medication I was taking 4 times a day was going to do it, but to everyone's surprise, especially the doctors, it was out of control. So yeah, I felt like Elsa. I was afraid of what this was going to mean. No one was going to die because of my lack of control, but someone might not live. And that was crushing me. I was devastated. I had lost all control. As Elsa climbed that mountain that night, she experienced an incredible sense of liberation as she let go of trying to control herself. It had completely isolated her, trapping her sister and her in a prison behind those castle walls. She wished it hadn't happened the way it did, but losing control left her liberated to be who she was. As she let go of the need to control, she was finally able to explore herself. As she walked further and further away from the confines of her past, her power began to unfold before her. As she let go of the restrictions that she'd had on herself, the grasps she thought she had on her power, the control she attempted to invoke on her body, she realized that she actually began to gain more control. Her quest for perfection was doomed. Try as she might, she couldn't be the perfect girl she'd always tried to be, so she let it go. And then she watched as her power flurried through the air into the ground and her soul spiraled in frozen fractals all around. I love that line, don't you? Let it go. Let it go. And I'll rise like the break of dawn. She lets go of the fear, the expectation, the frustration, disappointment, judgment, shame. I think we sing along with such fervor because we too are enjoying letting it go, even if just for a moment, to be free from it all and just be. We know how hard it is, but in joining in the song, we experience her liberation as our own. Now, as it turns out, Elsa's pendulum swung a little too far in the other direction. And she went from isolating herself in a castle prison of shame, judgment, and self-abhorrence to isolating herself in an ice castle, free from the self-judgment, but also unaware of the consequences of her actions. The truth is that there are always consequences, and we can't fully let things go without a balancing act. Isolation is rarely the answer. Unfortunately, we can't actually let it all go. Elsa realizes this when she learns that Arendelle has been stuck in an endless frozen winter. Now, in that unlikely event that you haven't seen this movie, I'm not going to give it all away, except to say that as Amalia Linda did, in the end, Elsa learns that the answer to everything she'd been looking for, including how to control herself, is love. She experienced that love through her sister Anna, both in giving and receiving, but she also experienced it in herself. She learned to love who she was, cursed or blessed. She let go of the shame and judgment and utter fixation on control, and instead loved, starting with her sister, her people, and ultimately herself. And then she was free. And perhaps that's the answer for all of us. It won't necessarily fix all of our problems. Sometimes we have to live with uncertainty and let go anyway. I was stuck in a real emotional pit while in Europe, having lost control of nearly everything. but I actually turned a corner when I finally realized I could not control my body or airfare prices, what the doctors would say, or what the outcome would be. I prayed Richard Niebuhr's Serenity Prayer multiple times a day. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I let myself be surrounded by the love of my husband, and my daughter, and my God. Without promise or guarantee, I finally felt that peace that passes all understanding when I just let go. It happened to be the only way I could avoid insanity. And in that dark place, where I was very much frozen with despair, God's love entered and melted me. And I knew that regardless of anything, I was loved. What would be, but I am loved. This is Emmanuel, God with us in the pit of our despair, in the hardest times of our lives, when we are frozen, incapable of fixing it, when we're grieving, or we're frightened, when we're sick, when we're lost. These are the times when God is present most, and somehow God is. And God is the most powerful gift we can imagine. The situation doesn't even need to change, and there are absolutely no guarantees that it will. Sometimes our worst fears do come true. But sometimes, even though God doesn't change anything, we do. We change. Because God is. And God is always changing in us. I think that's what they mean by let go and let God. Not because we expect or even that we'll get miracles of the grandest kinds, but because the biggest miracle of all is finding peace in the midst of chaos, fear, and inaction. Experiencing love when we're otherwise frozen. This is the miracle that comes when we're brave enough to let go. Animate your faith. Amen.